All right, well, let me kick that door shut so
hallway traffic doesn't interrupt all the brilliance that's happening.
Yeah.
Like Colonel Sapleka told me one time, I was on Fort McCoy, and he comes down and he says, "Kevin, I've learned something about you. If you can't dazzle people with your brilliance, you baffle them with your bullshit."
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, there is a new one of these coming, and it says April on it.
Yay! So, I feel special.
Yeah. Kevin Hunter and April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have a little fun on this program because we're going to talk about a whole bunch of provocative things that happen in business, and for some people, will really touch a nerve. I want to talk, first of all, about getting on the same page, because this is, to me, one of the most narrow-minded and even hilarious things that people say. And most of the time when somebody says we need to get on the same page, it's simply, you know, if I'm saying it, my intention behind it is not necessarily that we get focused on the same goal, but it's that we are actually accomplishing the mission in the same exact fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So most people are saying this, want others to agree with them and whatever. And so I'm kind of curious out of your experiences, have you seen situations where the push in a client or anybody you've worked with in business is getting on the same page, and where has that kind of taken them off their game plan?
Well, I think that staying on the same page can kind of hurt you sometimes, and that you know, you're closing yourself off to ideas and perceptions that the other person may have that can contribute to a really great project or plan.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody says, "Let's get on the same page here," it almost makes you feel like you're off on a different planet and mm-hmm. you're not relevant to the topic at all.
Yep.
And you need to maybe even believe that the way that they think things should be going, or that you just need to say yes to everything that they are pushing your way. And mm-hmm. I don't believe that that's the best way to go for business, because mm-hmm. then you're going to get the same results every single time you attempt something.
I was actually a fairly young person at the time when I had my first experience with a well-established professional in business pointing out this issue and how harmful it was in business. And I had joined a management team, and there were various issues going on in the team, and they brought in a consultant. As it would turn out later, it was actually a consultant hired by the corporate level and not our, you know, local management, which I thought that's what had happened. But anyhow, so this person had been brought in by corporate level, and the first meeting that we had, there was like 13 of us total sitting around this table, and the big boss starts by saying all of, you know, his goals and aspirations and mission, and like good little troops, everybody just kind of echoed that as it went around the table. And then when it's finally all done, this Jim like totally burst everybody's bubble by saying, "If you all think alike, act alike, talk alike, you know, there's 12 of you here at the table that aren't needed."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This meeting's like, going to be really short.
Yeah, I was like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was, is it wasn't people on the management team that were doing that. It was the big boss who was always telling everybody, we need to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. And they had gotten so well on the same page that essentially everybody sounded the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I'm doing consulting with clients, I have to be very careful not to do that, and in that they're coming in maybe asking me to help them with whatever the project is, for me to say, okay, I have this experience, I know how to do this, and so you need to get on my page and do it this way, exactly that way. And I have to remember that each business and business owner is unique. Something mm-hmm. that they're doing is not traditional, or it's something special, or there's a different meaning for the owner in that business or that service that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to keep that in all of the results that I provide to them. So if you want, you know, operational guidelines, well, I need to make sure that those operational guidelines are following your unique business and what you're actually doing, not me telling you, well, this is how you do it, so we're going to do it exactly this way, mm-hmm. and you're doing it wrong, and I'm always right, and mm-hmm. you just need to follow along and go with it.
You know what's hilarious about that is that the person and the client in that situation is likely not considering why they invited you to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because if being on the same page with them was so important, and if you just did what they could have done themselves, what have you really accomplished?
Right. I think that in this situation with the client, it's mostly that they're overwhelmed and they don't have the time to do it. So they just want somebody to come in and get the job done and give them a standard situation that you would get in any other company. So you mm-hmm. can go to company XYZ and see the same thing, and ABC and see the same thing. But really, if you're good at what you're doing, you don't want them on the same page as XYZ and ABC. You want them to look different, but still have accomplished the same goals that they initially set out to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Well, there can be legal entanglements around various issues that have to be considered, but mm-hmm. For the most part, if the individuals around any problem are open-minded enough to say, this doesn't necessarily need to be approached the same. As long as the end result is what we're looking for, that's right. What really matters. Mm-hmm. And if people who said, let's get on the same page, if what they intended to say was, let's accomplish this result, and everybody said, yeah, let's go after it.
Yeah.
We're going to win the Super Bowl. Okay, yes, let's go after it.
Right.
If that was what they said, that'd be a completely different thing than saying we need to be on the same page. And by the way, we have 4 wide receivers on the team, and they all need to run the exact same pass at the exact same speed, make the exact same turns and everything else. And yet, you know, I kind of like sports analogies because they do illustrate so many different things. And when I think about this, if I had 4 wide receivers on my team, the reason why any given individual is that in the game at any given time, it's because they have a different skill set. They do bring other things to the table, and they are the best person for the job at that specific play.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they not the best person the play prior? And it's because they recognized the differences, and they said, all right, this guy works here, this guy works there. And instead of trying to change them, they've accentuated and used that skill in the best way possible.
Right. You end up duplicating effort and thoughts, and instead of having unique thoughts or ideas coming to the table, you're actually stomping on them and mm-hmm. getting people to say, oh, maybe I just need to be a robot.
You know what's interesting to me is the dynamics that happen behind the scenes, because even in companies where they think that everybody's on the same page, that actually never happens. You don't ever put 10 people into the same room and get them all thinking and acting and talking alike. That never happens. So even if on the surface it looks like it's happening, mm-hmm. it's not happening behind the scenes. These people are cutting each other down. They're going, you know, this idiot makes me do this and do that and whatever. They go home and they're talking poorly about their spouses, you know, about their bosses to their spouses, to their family, their friends. And then they have all this backbiting going on the team itself, too.
Yeah, it's just an appearance that they put on, and it really adds to a negative culture. So I would really suggest that people not ask people to get on the same page, and like you said, state the goal mm-hmm. and get people to work towards the same goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin Hunter with April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show. We're talking about getting on the same page. We got some great stuff here coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's actually a great deal of comfort that comes to people when somebody else agrees with them. And when somebody doesn't, it's like this, oh, really? Like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do now? Am I the only person?
There's an ego involved, too, yeah. A lot of the times. It's, you know, I'm the big person, and I know everything, and you don't know squat, and I'm paying you, or, you know, whatever it may be. And it's just, it's gross.
Let's kind of morph this into this second piece. So we'll do feeding the you want to be. Okay. Kevin Hunter with Abel Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show. We've been talking about getting on the same page. And if you're one of those business owners that thinks that getting on the same page is something that you absolutely have to do, well, good luck with that. You'll have all kinds of people telling you that they are on the same page or behaving like it. But as we discussed before we went off the last segment, is that it actually, in reality, is not happening. And when I think about even different politicians have used the word community, you know, how it takes a community to do this or community to do that. And if you look at the definition behind community, well, these business owners who are looking at people in their organization and saying, well, we're all on the same page, they have community, but there's another word that has to go in front of it, and that's pseudo community, because it looks and feels like the real thing, and it's actually not. So you have all these people going different directions. One of the things I wanted to visit about was feeding the you that you want to be. And I think about people that are in this situation where maybe they're requiring other people to be on the same page. There's a lot of elements that go into why somebody even thinks that. Because I think a very open-minded and positive focused people, they're okay with other people disagreeing with them or having other opinions. But individuals that tend to be a little bit narrow-minded and negative, you know, just about anything in life, this seems to be a higher priority for them, because it can be quite uncomfortable for some people to have other people disagree. And you were even talking about ego, mm-hmm. and what a big deal that is.
Yeah, you know, the way I can relate to this is someone that has a very large ego, demands a great amount of respect beyond what you would normally give someone, and also that person that maybe is a micromanager as mm-hmm. well. When you have people that come into a situation and they really truly understand themselves, what they want, what they're trying to get out of, whatever it is that they're accomplishing at the time, whether it be work or something in their personal life,
sure.
And they're comfortable with that, they are confident and can stand up to whatever information they receive and whatever information they deliver. Whereas you're dealing with someone with a really large ego or a micromanager, they actually get offended when someone doesn't just go along with what they say or how they do it or how they want it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that really takes people working under them that don't have that confidence or that self-esteem or that understanding of what it is that they really want out of their life and out of their goals and their work, professional work life.
Mm-hmm. I actually wrote something up a short time ago regarding the feeding the you that you want to be. And I think of all the different things that, so if we take these leaders who focus on this, getting on the same page, if that's a high priority to somebody, you're probably also looking at somebody with relatively low self-esteem, some lacking confidence, a bunch of other issues may contribute to that. So when I've run into individuals like that, when you start looking at who they associate with or who they even choose to be on their management team, if they're the one directly involved in hiring, and even the types of materials that they may read or study, you can see evidence of that lacking self-esteem in almost everything they do. And if I could actually go in and do an analysis on somebody in their background and understand a little bit, and this is a little bit unfair to say, but it's true that you have some people who have a much bigger picture and much far more intelligent than others. And if I find as a general rule in the staff that you have a relatively under-talented staff working for this individual who says we all need to be on the same page, there's a reason why they've recruited the people that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side of that, when you run into people who say, here's really what the goal is and here's where we need to go, they will hire by default the best possible people to help them get there. And they'll stay out of their way for the most part, keep them focused on where they need to go, but they'll stay out of their way for the most part. And you rarely, if ever, hear them say, we need to get on the same page. And if they ever say it, they mean something quite different.
Yeah, you just absolutely described two different dynamics in the workplace. You have the one dynamic that feeds and controls people that have no confidence or self-esteem or any idea how to follow what their goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other side where you have a person that recognizes that they don't know everything, and mm-hmm. Maybe they know a lot. They're running a business or they're mm-hmm. a manager or whoever they are, a leader in some way. They identify, though, by filling in those gaps and complementing their weaknesses with other mm-hmm. people's strengths, so they're going to get a lot further. Instead, the other side likes to control and manipulate and use people because of those their weaknesses instead of mm-hmm. their strengths, and so they're feeding off of that, and that's what makes their ego bigger and their respect larger. And actually, the two scenarios both work. You see it in companies all over. However, the company that feeds on strengths of their mm-hmm. staff actually go a lot further and last a lot longer in mm-hmm. business.
I even think about how if you have the mindset to where you really appreciate that and understand that. This is actually on a lot smaller scale, but I think about my oldest son, Clark, and he is a mathematical genius. From the time he was even a youngster, we'd be riding around in the car and he'd go, "Dad, give me two numbers." And I realized how quickly he would add and subtract and do, I mean, even as a young man, I just realized how fast he would do this. So I'd have to go, "Well, let me think." And what I was doing was trying to add the numbers myself first before mm-hmm. I gave them to him, because he would spit the answer back to me instantaneously.
Wow.
And so I would have to do that. I know math well, but nothing to the extent that Clark does. And then I'm a much more social type person. Clark is a quieter, more extroverted type person. When I look at all the different things that Clark is and what he does, there's a lot of things, probably many things, that we're not on the same page at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we get along great, because the conversations we have are really a lot of fun, because I'm intrigued to hear all the different things he's doing that are well outside my wheelhouse. And on the flip side, he'll often say, "Dad, you're so good at this, and you're so good at that, and you're so good at this." And there are things that he will look at and say he can't touch at all. And yet that's the kind of mindset we should all have.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because both of you feel good with being who you are and mm-hmm. the direction that you're heading in. And you can appreciate the advice or the other opinions that the person gives you.
Mm-hmm. So think about that working in a father-son situation. Mm-hmm. How about it working with a owner of the company and their executive team and whatever else? Some really amazing and very special things can come out of it if people can see each other for the differences. Because, well, I mentioned the father-son situation. There's a lot of places where parents who aren't on the same page with their kids, so to speak.
Especially teenagers.
Yeah, fight with them like cats and dogs, yeah. And they're like, "Won't this ever go away?" Kevin Hunter with April Salisbury here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Yeah, they're like at each other's throats. And it's like, he likes to play Mortal Kombat, and you hate games. There was this video on YouTube some time back about there was a parent who went into the kid's room and with a sledgehammer smashed the screen, smashed the table. He had his games, smashed the console, like everything. And he's like, "You think life's a game?" He was just smashing everything. And I was just like going, I'm quite certain, if that wasn't already the case, probably was. But I'm quite certain that by the time this guy finished smashing all this stuff, here's a boy who now hates his dad. And I'm going, so maybe you're not a gamer. Maybe you have no appreciation for it and whatever else. But I don't think that was the way to handle the problem.
Yes, I went home last week after my blooper.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, he's right. Just let it go. It's fine. Nobody's really going to care. They're going to notice it. They're going to chuckle, or, you know, whatever it may be. But
actually, when it's...
I think